It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams here with you. I've got a big, big special show today, a very special edition. We have some great guests coming on. We're going to talk the weekend golf, and there's a lot of weekend golf to talk about. Stephen Alker battling against Miguel Angel Jimenez. Both of them have been on my television show. And we're going to be talking a little bit of that Champions Tour golf. And also, we have Keegan Bradley winning the Travelers again, putting himself in a position to be a playing captain on the Ryder Cup. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. And then, of course, Minji Lee wins a big major championship from the LPGA, PGA of America, the PGA Championship. And it was in Frisco, Texas, at the home of the PGA. I've been there. We'll talk about that as we go through the show with Dr. Bob Denny, PGA historian emeritus from the PGA of America. And we have Alyssa Godet from Women's Golf Day. But first and foremost, one of my favorite people. So knowledgeable, so fun. And what he has done after his PGA Tour career for the game of golf and for young people and for you and I. Of course, I'm talking about one of the great friends of this show and my friend. And, we share the same faith. There's so many things about Wally Armstrong that I could talk about. Wally, welcome. I know that you are very busy this afternoon, but I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining. And
thanks.
Hey, tell us what you're up to, Wally, before we get to Keegan Bradley and that tournament.
Well, I'm going down to see my wife. She's had leukemia since January. So
yes, and we're going to keep her in our thoughts and prayers, Wally.
As far as golf-wise, I've been writing to the Mulligan book and just came out with a Mulligan journal, which is it's being distributed by, it's called a group in Birmingham. And
this is all part of the Mulligan movie.
It's called Iron Stream Media. ironstreammedia.com.
Can people get this right now? Is it available?
Yeah, they can get the Mulligan book and the new journal. They're a great combo and just a perfect gift for father, son, or parents, or anybody.
Where do they go get it?
Just go to ironstreammedia.com.
So iron ironstreammedia.com.
Yeah, there's about 100, YouTube tips in there. There's lots of good stuff. So anyway.
Well, I know you said you were going to put a bunch of YouTube tips out on your YouTube channel. What is your YouTube channel?
We're building it now, but this one's got probably 100. So they can
What is your YouTube channel?
It'll be called Go Start Golf.
Go Start Golf. Wow.
And
many years ago, after your PGA Tour career ended, they used to say Wally invented golf or something like that, didn't they? Because you created all of these fun.
I had another website called Wally Made Golf.
Wally Made Golf. That's right. I forgot. Oh, it's been so many years.
Very good.
Wally Made Golf. And you created all of these fun, golf tools and clubs and ways for the kids to learn the game.
Home improvement. That's the name of the game,
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little. Okay. So, ironstreammedia.com. That's a very important website, folks. Go there. Wally, you watch the golf. Let's start with Keegan Bradley. Keegan Bradley is our Ryder Cup captain coming up in September. I'm planning on being there at Bethpage Black.
Awesome.
He was famously passed by a captain's pick by Zach Johnson at the Rome Ryder Cup.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago. I was there. My wonderful wife and I went there to cover it, And he was heartbroken by that. And it was no secret. It was
Oh,
very.
that's such a joy that he got to be captain, and now he's going to be I would bet he's going to be a captain's choice.
Do you think he should pick himself? Because
Yeah.
he has said he probably won't do that unless
I
he
don't know.
qualifies on the numbers in the top
Well,
six. What do you think he should do?
I think he should pick himself. I was thinking about Mo Norman. You remember Mo Norman? People always say, "Well, who's the greatest golfer of all time?" And he'd say, "Hogan and me, Hogan and me." He'd say, "Hogan and me, Hogan and me." And then I was thinking, "Well, who's going to be your first choice pick?" He'll say, "Me."
You don't think as a Ryder Cup captain, you don't think that that would be a distraction or take him away from directing the Ryder Cup team
Oh, I
and
don't think so. He's going to have like th four assistants, and a couple of them I think have already been captains. So it'd probably be less pressure on him, because he's going to have to depend on his team, and he can go out and play. I mean, he wants. There's no greater competitor. I mean, you see the enthusiasm he had. I mean, when he made that like 60-foot putt, and then he made that other one. He made like 100 feet of putts on two putts.
Yeah.
That back nine, it was crazy. And then you watch Scottie Scheffler and he can't make it from a foot. It's sad, but
Well, he didn't play up to his speed either, but
no.
the Ryder Cup is coming and we're excited about it, whether Keegan picks himself or not, or maybe he goes on to
Well,
get
I
in the
hope he
top
does. I
six.
hope he earns it. I guarantee he'll probably earn it, because he may even win the tour championship this year. That would kind of cap it all off, right?
Well, I've always liked Keegan Bradley. My heart went out to him when he didn't get picked. He was heartbroken and
Yeah.
sick about that Ryder Cup in Rome. And one of my other guests was with me in Rome. And she joined me and my
Awesome.
wonderful wife, Marina. And we did some videos together. And of course, I'm speaking about Elissa Gaudet. She's joining us right now, Wally. And
Well,
she's hearing our conversation. Elissa is the founder of Women's Golf Day. And you know about Women's Golf Day.
nice. Yeah, I did a beginning golf for women's videotape, which was the greatest. It was the all-time biggest seller ever with Donna White, called Golf for Women, and
Well,
stuff selling.
you were promoting women's golf long before I was, and I started about 10 or 12 years ago doing great women in golf segments
I
on these
do.
radio shows and on television. All right, final thing for you, Wally.
Yeah.
Minji Lee wins in Frisco, Texas, the home of the PGA of America, in a very, 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 very difficult, windy condition
Yeah, I
where
heard.
rounds for two balls were 6 hours or more. And I know that the LPGA Tour is taking a very leading role
Yeah.
in speeding up play and dealing with slow play over all the other tours, really. Do you think they set Frisco up too difficult? And it's always windy in
I don't
Texas, so
know.
we know that.
There's so much pressure on these kids, and particular, I got to order my drink here. Sorry.
All right, Wally is on the
Yeah.
way to Wally's on the way to see his
No,
wonderful wife,
I would
and
say I'll give a comment on that. I would say that there are a lot of gals that all they do is beat balls and beat balls and beat balls, and they play, and they're so mechanically oriented that they don't know how to just get up and play by feel, And that takes a lot of time when you have to go through a disciplined routine on every shot. And then you throw wind in and you throw conditions in. And so it makes it impossible to play with any kind of speed.
All right. Well, there
All
he
right.
is, Wally Armstrong.
Thanks,
Thank you so
brother.
much for joining me, Wally. I appreciate you and got you and your wife in our thoughts and prayers. I know you're going through a lot together. I'll have you on again soon and we'll have a little bit more time, maybe. All right. There he
So
is,
much.
Wally Armstrong.
Take care, brother.
Okay, there he is. And now joining me, I mentioned Elissa Gaudet is there. Did I mention that Dr. Bob Denny is here? PGA historian emeritus from the PGA of America, Dr. Bob, calling Dr. Bob. You are wanted in radio surgery. How you doing, sir and
Well,
ma'am?
I'm fine. Surgery's going well. And here in Florida, Ray, I would say, in the words of Yogi Berra, it's not the heat, it's the humility.
Oh my goodness, that's a good one. You know, all three of my guests today, Wally lives in Florida, and of course, Alyssa and you are in Florida. So I guess we are on Florida time here, living on Florida time. You said the humidity's not too bad, lots of golf going
Oh, it's
on.
brutal. Brutal.
Well, wait a minute. Now, how far are you away from Bob? Because he said it wasn't so bad.
It's ridiculous right now. It's
Well,
ridiculous.
I would think it's,
I'm in West Palm, but it just rained, so I think it broke. But I literally had gone out and I was like, this is how could it be 5 p.m. It's so I don't know how somebody's playing golf in this weather or doing construction. Those people deserve an award.
Well, my heart goes out and my thoughts go out to all of these men and women that are working on all the roads in all of this extreme heat. But we're a golf show. Let's keep it at that.
Yes.
Alyssa, a few weeks ago,
So,
go ahead.
oh, no, I was going to make a comment, because I think when, yes, some of these courses play more difficult. And yes, and I'm talking men's and women's. I thought about this a lot. Men's and women's, and we're always surprised. And you see people having tantrums, but yet there are people that rise to the top. And JJ Spawn, like, okay, it's not who everybody's thinking it's going to be, a Rory or or one of the top names, Scheffler or something like that. But when it's not, but like, there's a guy, he got it done. He got it done on the exact same course and he shot amazing golf. I think that's the beauty of golf. Same thing with the women. There's a woman, she was doing it, and she got around the course. She was in lead most of the time. So, yeah, it is difficult, but there is somebody who always, I think we always, when the people we want, we'd like to see win, or the favorites, or the more well-known don't do well, all of a sudden we say, oh my God, it's so hard. It's so this, and it is, but yet there's somebody out there doing it and getting it done. It's just not the person we expected it to.
Well,
And for me,
we
that's
want
even
these.
more like,
Go ahead.
this is more like, confirmation that, yeah, like this is how anybody can win. I mean, everybody who's out there has the ability to win any given week.
We've said, and you just said what we've been saying for 20 years on this radio show, and that is on any given day, any one of these players, men or women, Champions Tour can beat everybody else. And the thing is, when you look at the TV viewership, when you look at the fans, when you look at the broadcasters with the stakeholder rights and all of that, the networks and all that, they have their marquee players that they would like to be there at the top, battling it out so they get the most views and the most sponsor, a advertisers that are happy and on and on and on. But then when you have a list of people that a lot of people have never heard of, or maybe there's only a couple in there, and the most famous household names are not doing well, it kind of falls apart a little bit. I don't know if the USGA is happy that JJ Spawn won or not, and frankly, it doesn't really matter, Dr. Bob, does it?
Not at all. Not at all. And
Oh,
I'm just.
I think that given the fact that he was neck and neck or playoff with Rory at the Players, that put him on the map. And then the fact that the guy was up in the middle of the night because his young daughter was puking
Yes.
on Father's Day.
Vomiting
I
everybody.
mean, come on, you can't, that's like, you can't write a better story. Like, what a solid, genuine guy. I think people know who his name is now.
Yes.
Those are. And probably got like he was probably so tired that it took the pressure off. Like sometimes when people play golf, either hungover or, it's just it's already in there.
And we're going
It's
to see him
already.
in at Bethpage. What is he, third or something, Bob? So he's locked in for the Ryder Cup. He's a locked in player, and I'm so glad. Now, Alyssa, you were at Frisco a few weeks ago, and you came on and talked about it, where at the home of the PGA of America, they have the two courses. Frisco is a wonderful community, a suburb of the Dallas area. I was there last summer. met with Don Ray, the president of the PGA of America, and he gave us a private, wonderful tour of the whole facility, told us all the different stories, and we were at the PGA buying summit for PGA members and for buyers and for media. We will be there again. It's at the end of July. It's an unbelievable look. I don't know that I've ever seen a facility like this anywhere in my life. This is something to behold. Dr. Bob was involved in designing the museum and all of that part of it. And he's, of course, still with the PGA of America. But Alyssa, tell us again what it was like for you, because I know you said it was windy. It's always windy in Central Texas, always. I lived there for 5 years. It blew my hair off. But go ahead and tell us a little bit about that golf course.
Actually, the day was not so windy. It was a really nice day.
Oh, okay, good.
It's just the fescue was very thick and like it was gone when it was in there. And then add on to it, there's like snakes and all kinds of other like creatures that are, it's not someplace you want to be. I only played the front nine, but number nine was 18 for the tournament. So that was cool. I think I told you it was like uphill to the green. It was, yeah, it was difficult, but it was great. I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to be at first one of those, but it
Now,
was challenging.
did you have a chance to see Minji Lee win this, the
On
yesterday?
social media, I did, but I cannot even lie. I was, as you knew, no, because we talked. I was in Boston. I'm from
Yes.
Boston. I'm a
Yeah.
Keegan fan.
Yes.
So I was definitely tuned in. I was looking at the KPMG from my phone, but on TV, I love Fleetwood. I want to see him win, just like want to see Justin Rose win. It's like your heart's tugging
I know.
because
I want,
each of
yeah.
these guys, like I wanted Rory to get that monkey off of his back for the Masters, but my God, Justin Rose is one of the most stand-up guys in golf ever. And he and his wife started that Rose Women's Series, which helps professional women like a little feeder thing during COVID.
Yeah.
People, you know, I mean, you just look at like, okay, you know, I mean, I know a lot of these backstories. So that, and then the Fleetwood Keegan story is like, that's what the TV guys dream of.
What is it
Pretty.
about Tommy Fleetwood that we have seen him there over and over and over again over the last number of years? He's now in his, what, 33 or 34 years old, Bob. Not anywhere near out of his prime. He's like right in it. I've expected him to win two or three majors, you two and the folks listening. And he's been right there. What is it about it when it comes right down to it? He doesn't do it, Bob.
Not closing it.
Well,
Yeah.
I looked at his record a couple times today, and six runners up, 42 now top tens since
Jeez.
1980, since 1983 with no victories on the tour. But he
Wait,
has
on PGA Tour.
PGA Tour I'm talking
Yeah, I gotta
about.
clarify so people know he has one on European Tour.
That's right. But he is one of the greatest competitors when it comes to the Ryder Cup. And he has is a tremendous ball striker. He's loved by his teammates. He's helped that European team blend. I watched him in Paris. He was carried above the crowd like he just won the World Cup. And he's a feisty little competitor. I have a feeling though that he's gonna break through at some point. I don't know what it's gonna be, but I don't think he's in that position where he say he's lost anything. It's just a matter of the tense. I watched his body language. I saw the indecision for the club he made for the reproach to the green at TPC Highlands. So there's moments when he who knows, maybe he needs a different mental coach or something like that at the point. But what he can do away from the PGA Tour is to be commended. He's done a tremendous job. Remember how long it took for Sergio Garcia to win a major too. And totally different player, I know, but I just like the way this guy is put together. And he made some tremendous comments in the face of being gutted and feeling terrible on Sunday. Met the media, dealt it head on, and looks like I can learn from this, blah, 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 blah. I give him credit for that. I give him a lot of credit for that.
And I think it's like, it's just like, you know, I think what happens is just snowballs. And you gotta believe that it's mental because the talent is there. So it's
Mm-hmm.
kind of exactly what happened with Rory at with the Masters. You know, it's just building and building. And they, I mean, I've for many years was press, so you're in there and they're hounding you. They're hounding you when you're sitting in there, when you're walking to the practice, anytime they can get you. And I think that pressure just builds. And at the end, it felt like a Ryder Cup. I heard the guys in the crowds yelling, "Welcome to New England, Fleetwood." You know what I mean? Like, as you know, they were not making it easy on the guy. So
Well,
I
we
think
will
there's that.
see him. We will for sure see him in New York at the Ryder Cup in September. And I mean, I don't know. You look at these two teams. Of course, Scottie Scheffler touched down there a little bit, Bob. Where are we at with the group?
For Scotty?
No, with the whole
No.
Ryder Cup team.
Okay. All right. Well, Keegan's at nine right now, and I just feel that let's see. I don't have it in front of me at this moment, but I remember he's number nine. Scotty is number one. Xander's in the mix, of course, in the top group. And let's see. I'm trying to without my standings in front of me, but I just feel that there are six positions that the Ryder Cup captain can pick. Well, Keegan's playing so well now. I just don't think. I think he's going to be a legitimate earning if he wants to play. If he wants to play, I remember Arnold Palmer was 34 years old when he last played in '63, and Keegan's a crusty 39 right now. So, I think he's. I think the guys that are in the licks, JT and others, Xander, and Colin Morikawa, they're all in position to make a good team. But I still have said it many times this program, Europe can come up with somebody you've never heard of before, pull them out of the thing, and the depth is good, and they will play their hearts out and put the lights out. That's my experience in walking 10 Ryder Cups.
You know, there's an article that I read, and I don't remember the journal that I read it out of on the internet. And it said that if Keegan doesn't choose himself as a playing captain, it could be a distraction. I don't understand that. Why would it be? His focus is to be the captain. But I know after he was passed over, Alyssa in Rome, and then Bob jump in with us. When he was heartbroken and jumped and passed over by Zach Johnson in Rome, he should have been on that team. Hindsight, of course, we know, but hindsight, forget about it. He should have been on the team. We haven't figured out how to beat the Europeans at the Ryder Cup in what, 30 years or something? And we didn't do it again. And I think Lucas Glover should have been on that team because at least he knows how to hit the ball straight. I don't know. It is what it is. They were victorious, Aggie, and now we're coming to American soil. Tiger passed over being the captain. Keegan now is captain, which is a major honor for him. But more than that, if you were able to play, I think it fulfills a void in his golf system. Alyssa?
It's a catch 22 because I think that if he plays, it's going to take away from his ability to captain in the sense of you're purely focused on what you need to do, watching things unfold, having the matchups, being that rah-rah and zipping around on the cart and being able to be overseeing all of the matches and things that are going on. It's interesting because we hadn't heard Keegan's name for a long time. Like, where's Keegan been for the last, I don't know, a couple of years, 5 years? It's interesting. I saw the Full Swing Netflix show and it showed everything and how he was. And I think that he is definitely a player. This is only, I'm not a psychologist, but clearly, all of a sudden he gets picked for this and his like mojo is back. I feel like, now he's winning and. I think it has a lot to do with so much. I mean, we say it time and time again. It's such a mental game at that
As
level,
of
especially. Everybody's got the talent at that level.
yeah, as of today, Dr. Bob, Scottie Scheffler is number one, Xander is number two, JJ is number three, and everybody is kind of bunched in there at 12 and 11 and 10 and 9, except for Scottie Scheffler, He's at 27 million points. No, thousand, sorry. It was a little joke, everybody. Don't write to me at golfadams@msn.com. No do. So Scotty's got 27,000 points. Everybody, I mean, pales in comparison. So Xander Schauffele, JJ Spahn, Russell Henley, people are going to say, who? Now, if you're an avid golf fan, and you can talk about Russell Henley, but as of today, Bryson DeChambeau, JT, Justin Thomas, Colin, you mentioned Colin, Ben Griffin. People don't know who Ben Griffin is. I think a lot of people don't know. Maybe you can enlighten us for a moment. Keegan, of course, is at number 9, Harris English at number 10, and then we've got Maverick McNealy and Brian Harman. There's your Ryder Cup team, unless captain points. Okay, let's go.
Are the live players going to be allowed to play this year?
Well, they've always been a lot. I mean, yes,
In
Bryson
Ryder
DeChambeau.
Cup, I can't remember. Were they always playing?
Well, see, that's a little bit of a weird deal, but don't you have to be a member of the PGA of America to be in the Ryder Cup?
You have to be a PGA of, to be on the tour, you are a PGA of America member as long as you have an A3 classification.
What happens to the Ryder Cup? They've got Bryson in here with
He's
10,000.
fine. Yeah, he's a PGA member. Yeah, he's always been a PGA member since he was turned professional and got on a tour card. It's not anything's different. It's just what he's got is the points. He earned his way in through major championships, and that kept him alive for the chance to be in a Ryder Cup team. Brooks Koepka, if he'd been playing well in the majors, would still be in the mix as well, among those top 12 or 15. It's just a matter of getting those points. That's the point.
Yeah, so Bryson, yeah, because this is a PGA of America event. And boy, did I learn a lot when I was in Rome. And I've been to other Ryder Cups in America, but I'd never been to a European Ryder Cup. And Alyssa was so nice. She walked me all over the media area and showed me around. And she and I did a couple of great videos. They're up there on my YouTube site, folks, at Match Play TV, Match Play TV, Instagram and Facebook too. Go look at them. Refresh your memory about that Ryder Cup in Rome, which had a lot of interesting things. Talk about great women in golf. There was some great women in golf about the Rome Ryder Cup. And Alyssa and I spoke about it. She introduced us. Okay. So Keegan playing as a captain, you both think it's not a big deal, or Alyssa, you do? Wally said not a big
I think
deal.
he should not play.
Okay.
He
I
should just
don't.
captain.
Can he help himself, though, Bob, from a historical standpoint? When he was passed over and was sick about it in Rome, can he help himself if he qualifies? What do you think? Top
Well,
six?
if he gets into the top six, I don't think that there's going to be a lot of wishy-washy things on his mind. I don't know about the other people, but let me say this about the captain conundrum. In 2016, I don't know if you've both read this book by Richard Gillis, but it's called The Captain Myth, The Ryder Cup, and Sports Great Leadership Delusion. Delusion. It was released ahead of the 2016 Ryder Cup at Hazeltine,
What's it about?
and he's consulted leadership gurus, team building experts, and sports psychologists, exploring the surprising roles played by some of the greatest stars since the match was first played in 1927. He wrote the book about an analysis. He came to the conclusion that the captain was a myth, how much strength it was in applying by staying out. And how much he really applies to the team. Well, I'm here to counter that by saying there's a debate over how much a captain can apply to the team when he's not playing, he's on the sidelines. Like, for instance, Seve Ballesteros in 1997 at Valderrama. Or on the flip side, Mark James in 1999, who didn't play two players until the singles on Sunday. And then on the other side of that, was Ben Crenshaw, who called upon inspiring remarks at the team room before the Sunday singles, and he made that famous prediction in the tent. Paul Azinger, 2008, with the first use of the pod system and the buddy net teamwork, which is like the military he
I
used.
covered that Ryder Cup at Valhalla.
Right? And he used the help of sports psychologist Dr. Ron Braun. who helped form the now the famed pod system to structure the American team, blah, blah, blah. So my point is, can Keegan, with the team around him as assistant captains, feel he can engender that and help out maybe a four ball or a alternate shot or something? Who knows? But I see it could be a unique way, if it works in the right way for him psychologically, where he could apply himself in for part of that and then go back and forth with his assistant captains. I just don't think it's above the norm. I think things have to be thought outside the box on this, to be honest with you. And if he can contribute to those 12, I think he will contribute. That's my point.
Wally says no big deal. You say he can contribute depending on a couple things. He's got the assistant captains to do the work. Alyssa says no. I want the American team to win, at least on American soil. I think we can. But every time you come to a Ryder Cup, we look on paper, Alyssa, and the American team, no matter where the Ryder Cup is being waged, we're usually on paper the strongest team, but we can't beat them over there. Now, having been to that European Rome Ryder Cup almost 2 years ago, I now know why. First of all, Nick Faldo said, "Well, we're in your head. We're in your head." The second thing he said, "You might want to look at the scores. We score way better than you do during the Ryder Cup. Go look at them." But then when I was there, the Europeans control the air you breathe. I mean to tell you, it's down to the molecule of the total control of the event. And then you have the, what is it, the 15th club in the bag, Alyssa? The very, very vociferous, very, very knowledgeable, and very, very, very Europeans that are there as the fans. I mean, when they unfurled that thing of Seve, I mean, it was unbelievable. Go ahead.
Well, we do the same. I mean, I was at Miriam, oh, not Miriam, at in Chicago. At I
Medina.
mean, the U.S. fans are nutty too. I mean, no doubt. Like I said, even the travelers, it was like starting. So they're very impassioned. I don't think it's that. I still will stick by my comment that I think
Okay.
that the Europeans know how to. Their whole culture is more selfless, and we are more individualistic. So I think this is a team effort, and not I'm gonna shine, where this is, we're like a Bryson, this is not the time to be the celebrity guy. This is the time to blend in, work together, and they do that, and they fiercely defend each
Well,
other,
Freddie
work for the
Couples.
greater good of the whole. That's it. That's all they
Freddie
care about.
Couples wanted to be a Ryder Cup captain, and I remember being in a presser with him number of years back when he said that, being the Ryder Cup captain is not that difficult of a thing to be, and you've got all this support. And I tended to agree with him. Of course, he knows, and President's Cup captain, what, multiple times, Bob. Okay, my buddy Miguel Angel Jimenez, the most interesting man in golf. 61 years old, smoking a cigar with a ponytail. I love this guy. And I'd be like him when I grow up. And he beats Stephen Alker, who lives right here in the Phoenix area. Full 30-minute television show with Stephen. You can go to my YouTube site. That TV episode is there. Match Play TV on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. And Miguel Angel Jimenez is up there too. And they get into the playoff. Alker, I don't know if you either one of you watched it, but Alker on the second playoff hole hits his drive way off into the weeds to the right, and he's got trees all in front of him. His, I think, is one of the greatest golf shots I don't know I've ever seen. Unbelievable that he not only gets the shot out of the weeds, He threads it through the trees. The thing runs up there, and it's got enough gas to put him all the way up on the green, about what was it, 25 feet, almost near hole high. Jimenez from the fairway puts it inside Alker, again on the green, right on the same line, virtually. So it's another Victor Hovland and JJ Spahn event, only the putts were not that long. And Alker missed his putt, and Jimenez made it. Wins the tournament, his fourth of the year. He's been in four Ryder Cups, right, Bob? And four victories in 2025 on the PGA Tour Champions. This guy is not just the most interesting man in golf. He's like the ever ready bunny. I mean, he just keeps going and going and going. He's got a fantastic screen, a swing. He's limber. He has that famous warm up that he does. He's something else, Bob.
I would say he's got the great ball striking ability of some of the younger players and are still in the game. He's very good with the irons, and I looked this up. He's got a 6-3 record lifetime in champions PGA Tour champions in the playoffs. So he knows how to play under pressure, and the ones he's lost, he's been one or two strokes away. So he's that close of being double digits, going way up. And I've watched him when he played at Valderrama in Spain, and I was there. And the guy, nothing phases him. Nothing phases him.
No,
He,
he's
no,
got this,
he,
yeah, he's got this
yeah.
philosophy of life,
Yes.
and it's like whenever I interview him, and you usually need subtitles, but because he has such a heavy accent. I mean, I understand him after years and years and years of knowing him, and I always give him a beautiful, beautiful gift whenever I see him that he loves. But Alyssa, Alker's 53, Jimenez is 61. They call him the mechanic. The mechanic. He loves sports cars. You said you love watching men's golf. I don't know if you
I
saw
saw
any
him
of it. Yeah.
in Morocco just
Okay.
win this year in February.
Yeah.
And he was out the night prior, nothing late, but I was there. He was the table next to us. Actually, two, three nights in a row. I saw him every night in Morocco, at dinner with a bunch of other Spanish guys.
Having a Riojo.
And yeah, and exactly. And I've known him for years because I do speak Spanish. I lived in Spain for a number of years. I've interviewed him and everything. I even had, we had dinner in Pinehurst. So yeah, he's unbelievable. I think he's a Bernard Langer of he's now the Bernard Langer of the Champions Tour.
How's Bernard
He's
doing?
the guy to beat. But is Bernard, is he still playing or is he retired?
Oh yeah,
Remember?
he's still playing.
He's playing
Oh,
anything, and I believe that he can still win, although he now holds the record over Hale Irwin for all-time PGA Tour champions of victories. Another unbelievable guy. I remember when Paul Casey and I interviewed Paul at the Ryder Cup. I said, "Paul, what is the most important thing that you need to do as a Ryder Cup player?" And he said, "Well, my captain Bernard Langer told me to breathe." Breathe. And I thought that was very, very interesting. But anyway, so congratulations, Miguel Angel and I were texting back and forth, and I always congratulate him when he has a great round or a victory. And we will, we'll catch up with him in November at the Schwab Cup Championship right here in Phoenix, Arizona, when they come to play, as we do every year. Okay, the Travelers, Keegan Bradley playing the Ryder Cup, captaincy, all of this kind of stuff. I'm going to go out for a break, and I'm going to ask you too, and all of you listeners, because you're going to feel better, you're going to look better, you're going to be better. Because I've got some wonderful sponsors that want to have a word with you so that you can, well, have a look at what they're about. And I'll be back in just a moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
Greetings and welcome back to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams right here with you, and I'm joined by Dr. Bob Denny. We're going to continue our conversation. Alyssa Godet has been so nice to stay with us because she has nothing better to do. I'm teasing. What a busy lady she is. Businesswoman, author, founder of Women's Golf Day, one of the great events in golf for now all these years, and it has grown so much. And we, of course, always cover it, talk about it, wish her the best, and all of the team that she works with. And, of course, Dr. Bob Denny, our historian emeritus from the PGA of America. And we've talked some women's golf. We've talked but I'd like to go back to Minji Lee. Six-hour rounds, is there any way to stop that, Dr. Bob? And by the way, before you answer, this segment is brought to you by a couple of my Anthem-only advertisers, sponsors. I want to mention the D.L. Jones Home Team, award-winning realtors that cover all over the North Phoenix area, and especially in Anthem, which is the home of the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show and Great American Golf. Over on thegolfnewsnet.com. If you want to watch my TV show, if you want to watch hear my radio show, you go to thegolfnewsnet.com. 1.5 million viewers per month go there. Wow, what a footprint. And if you go to the radio tab, you'll see Great American Golf there Saturdays, this Monday Golf Lifestyle Show on Mondays. If you go to the TV tab, you'll see Match Play with Ray Adams in my 1 hour very special edition of the show. Is the Father's Day Match for a Cause starring Lee Jansen, two-time U.S. Open winner, of course, in honor of U.S. Open Month, and we've talked about that, and Tom Lehman. They pair up with their sons. They play a fun match for a great cause, Elevate Phoenix, that mentors kids. DLJonesHomes.com, and then the North Valley Water Solutions. That's right. They've got everything. 24-hour emergency, plumbing, misting systems, water purifiers, water heaters and water treatment all over the Valley area. And, of course, we know that Phoenix is the fifth largest city in the country. It's a great company. They go everywhere. And then the North Valley Cart Care, another family-owned company in the same family, Bobby Boyd. He's got accessories, maintenance, battery, service, towing, tire repairs. And you go to nvcartcare.com. Now, there are three wonderful companies, part of Anthem Only. And of course, I have to mention my fabulous apparel company. I love Ashworth Golf Apparel. Freddie Couples is wearing it. The Golf Man logo is back. John Ashworth is back, and I'm back wearing it for television and wherever I go for appearances. Check on all my sites, and you'll see me wearing Ashworth clothes at ashworth-golf.com. Wanted to get that in there. All right, Bob, go right on ahead.
I thought I'd lead off with what Stacy Lewis said about Fields Ranch. I don't know if you saw this, but she said we have had such a good run with this championship at very good courses around the country, and then we come here. The issue of this all too is to make us look good. We're trying to get more people to watch women's golf, and setups like this, they don't help us. This is when we have our biggest stages, network TV, and all of that, and we're making very good players look silly. They were talking about the locations of the holes being on side hills or difficult parts of the greens. Well, they've had very little rainfall up to the point leading into the tournament this spring, coming into the tournament, and that tends to be with the wind, et cetera, et cetera. If the superintendent was on this show to this, he would be able to say, well, here's what happens. That's why the greens and so forth are going to be difficult. Setup is everything in a major championship. Having a player that visualizes something before they walk into their shot is another big thing. I'm a fast player. I look at something and I can go into it. I don't have to take eight practice swings, and I just have a feel for it. Some people don't have that ability. Charlie Hull can play 18 holes in 3 hours or less. Nelly Korda can do about the same thing in her pace of play. But they all found that the locations for this event made it in such a position that was bad. And did you also know that the last group of the day on Sunday, Minji Lee and Gino Titicoon were on the clock?
Yes, but look, when you're playing a two ball and the wind is blowing your hair off, and they've got the rough like this, they've got a setup that's difficult, and you've got 6 hour rounds going on. I mean, this affects everybody. Okay, they were on the clock. What did they do?
What did they do?
Yeah.
Who you mean? The PGA of America?
No, the LPGA. I mean, 6 hour rounds at the KPMG, Women's PGA Championship, and the ladies were talking about it. They were saying, this just made it even more difficult. And I don't
I'm
want to go
I
back
I'm
over.
just I'm my point was that the last group coming in was on the clock, okay? The last group. That's not the ones ahead of them, but they were the last group coming in. And there as of today, I didn't see any reporters saying anybody was fined. Back in 2022, Lexi was fined $2,000 or congressional because she and her partner were slow. So my point is, there are those that can deal with it, others that can't. The setups are difficult. Stacy spoke about it. Nelly
They were
spoke about
waiting
it.
on the tee box 10 and 15 and 20 minutes, Alyssa.
I understand. I understand.
So where were they going to go? You can't find
No,
them.
no,
Where were
no.
they going?
Yeah. I'm just reporting what was happening, okay?
Right. Okay.
That's
All right.
my reporting.
Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the
No, I'm not
messenger.
going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Dr. Bob, knows.
Hey, listen, Stacy's got a point.
She does.
Now you're trying to make it a little more. You know what it felt like? It felt like that's why I said that PGA Championship was the equivalent of Oakmont.
Yeah.
That's
And
good.
hey,
It
thank
was set up
goodness.
like how a USGA would set something up. It was just
Yes.
super difficult, and the people we wanted to see were not at the top of the leaderboard.
Right.
And yes, there's some people having tantrums, but yet somebody rose. Could they have done it? I think whatever. I think that I agree with her. They probably should have not making it easier, but you know what I'd love to see? Men playing it the day after. Let's see. How does that fare? That's like would be interesting. Is it equally as difficult for
Well,
the
some
men?
people said that the USGA set up Oakmont too difficult, and other people have now starting to talk about how this KPMG, women's PGA Championship was set up difficult. You can't control the wind, but knowing that there's wind there, maybe they could have somehow or other lightened up a little. The rough was already there. I don't know. I'm sure we'll be talking about it, going forward. There'll be more articles and people writing in this and that and the other. Okay. How's Rory doing, Alyssa? He won. You knew it was coming. Well, look, I'm
That's
Irish
what
like
happens
Rory.
when you have sidebar conversations.
Well, no, we're not going to go there. No sidebars.
I
But
don't know.
Rory went,
Well,
let me
maybe
tee
he's
it
on
up. Hang on,
vacation.
hang on, hang on. Let me tee it up real quick. Rory finally gets, like you said, he gets the bear off of his back and he wins the Masters. Brilliant. He wins the Players. He had to beat JJ Spawn, who was not giving up, but he beat him. And now he decides not to speak after the Masters. And we've spoken about this, Dr. Bob. And we know why. He was very, very, he was ticked off that the media kind of dragged him over the coals a little bit about the non-conforming driver. But he didn't get ahead of the story like Scheffler did. His driver was non-conforming too. So he kind of held a bit of a grudge. He wasn't happy and he didn't want he didn't want to talk to the media for weeks and weeks. Plus, he wasn't playing well, and I don't think he wanted to answer those questions. Now, Craig said, Renshaw, one of our co-hosts, PGA of America, a professional, said, hey, if he doesn't want to talk to the media, then leave him alone. Don't acknowledge him. Don't go after him. Don't talk to him. Well, how do you do that when you're dealing with one of, not the, but one of the top five most popular players in the world? Rory's one, DeChambeau, there's others. Scheffler. So, Alyssa, there's the tee up. He finally speaks to the media at the US Open. I think it would be better for Rory if he wouldn't have done it because I think he embarrassed himself. I think he embarrassed the USGA. I think he embarrassed the United States of America. I think he embarrassed the US Open, our national championship. And I'm sorry, Rory. I mean, okay, have that presser if you want to, back when you're sitting down at home in Hollywood, Northern Ireland, but don't do it here at a US Open. My opinion, just going there. Still love you, Rory, but I think it was a mistake. Where am I going wrong, Alyssa?
I don't know. No, it's like we hound them for these guys for interviews. It's like I think they feel like it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't.
But
You know what I mean?
most all of them do it, and they do it as gentlemen and ladies, even when they lose, when they're not playing well, they'll give you a word or two. It's for the fans. It's not for the media. I mean, I don't want to
But
beat on.
come on, you've been in the media center. There's a few people that no matter what they say, they're gonna twist it and turn it, and
I agree.
so it's like that's what I'm saying. They're damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Bob?
I think I've just sort of run the gamut on my feelings about Rory. I'm not worried about what happens either way. I'm sort of in the Craig camp right now. I think that if he wants to speak to the media, fine. There's no mandate on the tour. I think it's one of the few sports of its kind in the country where there isn't some kind of policy to speak. Okay, and
Should there be a mandate? Should they come out with a mandate or just leave them be?
I don't think there has to be a mandate at all, but I just know that how you play in the golf course translates into how what you say when you walk off the golf course.
Okay.
Number
All
one.
right.
Number two, let us not forget, we can't like love you, love you, love you. You do something that, because you don't acquiesce to our media requests or to whatever, and now we hate you, hate you. Do we not recall that Rory took the total brunt of this LIV stuff?
Yeah, he did. He was
I
the
mean,
poster.
that was a
He was the
sacrificial
supposed.
lamb. I think he's
Well,
like, I'm done, people. They used him, and
the PGA Tour did, and he allowed it though. Don't you think he allowed it?
I'm just saying, when you talk about especially like, I don't think he disgraced America because God knows.
How many
He went
young
above and
people?
beyond anybody else, and I hope he did get paid or some compensation for that whole stuff that was very poorly handled.
I doubt that he was. But
But what I'm saying, it was
you
very
throw
poorly
your
handled.
golf
And we went
clubs.
to terrorists and going to Congress. I mean, it was like, come on, people go into a room, negotiate this. like business people, like gentlemen, have a conversation. Don't start throwing crazy stuff around. Like, then we got the 9/11 people and they're boycotting. I mean, if you look back and you're like, that's how business is done? Like, couldn't they have just, we could have gotten this figured out probably a long time ago. And now it's
Okay,
just, gone too far down the road.
but how many young people watched him throw his golf club? How many young people watched him on the tee bust? He didn't hit a good drive. He didn't play that well all week. But then he busts the tee marker, breaks it. Nobody said anything
Everybody
about any
has
of.
it. He's not a consistent habit of his. So
Well,
I give him a
that's bad.
pass. What
That's
about the
bad
guy that
sports.
broke the locker? We haven't even heard of him. Now I know,
Wyndham Clark got in trouble for that, didn't he, Bob? They
Yeah,
spoke.
he apologized last week about it.
Yeah, but I take it like so freaking half-hearted.
I
Like
don't
you're
know.
in the moment. Why are you doing it inside a locker room? Like that moment's passed. You already have
That's
played
right.
your crappy golf. When
Right.
you're back in the locker room, that's really like destructive. Listen, every kid has a temper tantrum. If Rory then apologizes or Wyndham then apologizes, there's where the lesson is. Like suppressing your emotions is not a good thing. Again, I feel like I'm coming on as like the psychologist's program.
No,
But
Linda, Linda,
Dr.
golf
Alyssa,
is.
Gaudet.
Dr. Alyssa, right, Dr. Alyssa. Alyssa, what I love about you is that you say it like it is. In your mind, your years and years and years and years of being around all the tour players on all the tours, from the European players to the American men and women, you say it like it is. And you disagree with me sometimes, so does Craig and Bob. I like it, and that's what makes for great golf talk, and that's what this is all about. So I'll be calling on you again, and then you can come in and tell us like it is from the Alyssa Gaudet standpoint, because you know what you're talking about, even though we may or may not be so close on some things. Okay, but I love it. I
But aren't we all
absolutely,
human, Ray?
we
Don't we
are
all
all
have like.
human, and so is Rory, but come on. At a
I
US
know
Open,
you
you
would.
want to
We
bust
want them,
them.
but we make these guys heroes. And I saw hero worshiping is
Well,
never
we
good.
do. Well, we do.
We hero
Well,
worship them.
especially the
I
kids
have
do it.
days I regret that I'm snappy with people on the phone, just in a business setting. I mean,
Oh,
and you know
Alyssa
it's
can
not
be
like, and I.
snippy. Are we getting a little breaking news here that Alyssa Gaudet can be a little snippy?
Oh, Alyssa can. Alyssa can be like cut you off the kneecaps if she wants to. She's Italian.
Bob, I'm telling you better go have coffee with this young lady, because I think the two of you are going to get along great too, getting to know each other anyway. All right, Bob, go ahead.
Can I just give you a little nugget today?
I'm ready for, we're all always
Okay.
ready for nuggets.
Okay. Today is the birthday of golfer Lawson Little. And I don't know if many people ever heard of him, but he did something unique. He won the US and British amateurs in 34 and 35. He turned professional in 36, went on to win the Canadian Open and the 1940 US Open. And he landed in the PGA Hall of Fame in 1961. And the unique thing about Mr. Little is at one time in the early part of his career, before the RNA got in the mix of it and the USGA, he once carried 23 clubs in his golf bag. So he believed in variety. And I give him credit, Mr. Lawson Little.
Well, now, did he win anything of importance? Okay,
The 1940 US Open.
if you said that, forgive me, I missed it.
And then the Canadian Open, something that Jack Nicklaus never won. So,
Well,
yeah, there.
Lee Trevino did it in the same year, didn't he?
That's right. I'm talking about Jack Nicklaus, never won
You're right. No, he did not. He did not.
it.
You're right.
He would trade it, trade one for that.
He might, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he
Okay.
carried those extra clubs to when he needed
That's
to blow off
right.
some steam, he'd chuck one in the water or something.
When in doubt, carry more clubs.
Well, you know what? We've
Throwing
all,
sticks.
I've always felt like throwing a club, but I never have done it. I never have. I've also felt like breaking my driver over my knee. I've never done it. I felt like it. Although now I have some fabulous, fabulous golf clubs. And I want to thank Ping while I'm at it for coming out with one of the greatest drivers in history. And you got to get to ping.com, folks. I mean, my goodness, those clubs are amazing. They're a sponsor of the Father's Day Match for a Cause TV show. And I want to thank them so very, very much for doing that. Well, we
One more
are,
thing for you. One
go
more.
ahead. Yeah.
Okay. This is a unique thing about the women's major championships. We know they have five. There's only been one player in history to win all five since they moved the Evian into the mix, and that's Kari Webb. But it's unique that there's six men now and six women that are Grand Slam winners of any of those. And they call the Grand Slam for women with four, they call the winning all five the Super Career Grand Slam. So those six are Kari Webb, Mickey Wright, Louise Suggs, Julie Inkster, Annika Sorenstam, and In-B Park. So it's a nice little nugget to carry in your pocket if you're in a trivia contest somewhere.
That's a great nugget, and I love Julie Inkster. I just filmed her last month. There will be a full 30-minute television show coming out. We're piecing all that together. Julie's going to send me some photos so we can kind of enhance the TV show when we're talking about something. We'll pan away to a photograph of her being and doing and what have you. As far as our conversation goes, she's so gracious, very down to earth. She spoke a There's things that Julie Inkster spoke about on this very special edition of my TV show, folks, that you're going to want to watch it. And you'll see it over on my YouTube site when we get done editing it and putting it up on the Golf News Net, because from there on the Golf News Net, the radio shows go to Spotify and Pandora and iHeartRadio and Amazon and Apple and all those various platforms, as well as the television show after it's on Golf News Net, goes over to Roku and Amazon and Apple and all those various streaming platforms for television content. And that's where it is and where you can find it. Wow. Well, lots of golf talk and lots of great golf talk. We've got an open championship coming up, but I think the Evian is first, Bob. Is that about right? I don't have my calendar in front of me. What's our dates coming up?
I don't have them in front of me, Ray. I'm sorry. I
Well,
wasn't ready
see, here we all
to
are. We don't know anything. No, we do.
this.
We will get to this. This coming.
This week, we do have the U.S. Senior Open coming up in
Yes,
Broadmoor, though.
we do. Broadmoor, what,
Right.
Colorado?
That's right.
Beautiful,
One of my
beautiful
favorite
place.
places.
Yes, and you've been there. So on Saturday morning, this coming Saturday morning, Great American Golf will be in the middle of that golf tournament. We'll certainly be talking about it. Lee Jansen is actually going to go there and play. So I know that Lee will be in that field along with so many of the other great PGA Champions Tour players. And then, of course, we have the Open Championship coming next month, and it's going to be at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Now, have either of the two of you ever been there, Alyssa?
Yes, I have. It's
Wow.
amazing.
Well,
I have been there.
you'll be coming back on to talk about Royal Portrush, and my family's all from County Down, and we're going to have a wonderful young player on the Arizona State University women's golf team. And I met her several weeks ago when we were there filming for the Epson Tour. And yes, we were filming to promote the big Epson Tour event that was here in Phoenix with the largest purse in history of any Epson Tour events, the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Open. And we, a classic, I should say. And Carlisle is a global company. Providing building materials and other items. They're based in Scottsdale, literally by the TPC of Scottsdale course, where the tournament was waged, the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic. And I just loved covering it. Interviewed several of the Epson Tour players because they are the future of the LPGA Tour. There are so many LPGA Tour players that played on the Epson Tour, which helped them to get over to the LPGA Tour. And I've interviewed many of them. So I'll.
July 10th to the 13th is Evian.
That's right. And July 31, August 3 is the AIG Women's Open.
And I knew that the Evian was coming first, so we'll have a wonderful time covering that. And then we're going to go to Royal Portrush. But anyway, to finish, the Arizona State University ladies, a golf team member, is from Royal County Down up there in that area. And she's a member there. And she knows all about that Northern Ireland area. And she's going to come on with us and talk about it like you will, Alyssa. I'm so glad to know that you were there and you can give us some interesting information and facts about it as we get closer. All right. I'm going to give you the final word.
Evian, though, Evian is the spot
And tell me why.
because it is gorgeous. It's on the border of Switzerland in France. You can take a train from Geneva. It has the water that we all know and love, Evian. They have a spa there that's like a, full on Evian spa. It's just a beautiful, one of the most beautiful places on earth. They have like three different kinds of hotels on this property, super high end to high end. But it is really stunning. And they have done Women's Golf Day for 9 years.
Oh, wow.
How
Great.
about that?
That's terrific.
David
David
That's
Ledbetter
good.
Academy. What other fun facts? I feel like I'm trying to up, I'm trying to up Dr. Bob with his little nuggets of information. I'm like racking my brain for what little interesting nuggets I can come up with.
Well, since you've been there and you can tell us all about it, we will be talking all about it as we get near. And we'll, of course, be talking about the Open at Portrush. So can't wait to do that. And I think that golf is in a good place. You know, you don't really hear all that much about LIV. Shane Monahan is out, although their son's setting him to be there for another year and a half. I mean, I don't know why, but
Or maybe it's
we
a
have
contract thing. Do you know when his contract's up?
probably something like that, and he can transition it over to, you know, the new CEO, and you know we're gonna be fine. Let's see how it goes. They've got to figure out something with Liv still. They haven't done it really, but I'm always one for all the players being able to play in all the great events, and that way you've waged the greatest competition with the greatest players, no matter what tour they're on. They haven't really been able to do that so much in the last couple of years. You get to the majors, some of them qualify, and so they're there. But let's see what happens. PGA Tour is changing. LIV is changing. You don't hear anything out of Greg Norman anymore much. There's a lot going on in golf. Women's golf is in a good spot. We've got a new commissioner there. And you know, there's just a lot of great golf being waged and played. We're in major championship season, folks, and you know that I'm always excited to be that. And this year, of course, we have the Ryder Cup to finish it up. So we've got a lot of championship golf coming up with the ladies and the men, and then we have the Tour Championship, the FedEx Cup playoffs. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the FedEx Cup playoffs, and I never met him, but I wanted to. I admired him from afar for many, many years. And that is the founder of the FedEx Cup. Bob, I don't know if you have a nugget about him or Alyssa, if you ever met him or have a comment, but he passed away. And there's all kinds of legends and stories about Fred Smith.
Who did? Is this Tom Cousins?
What?
No. Who's the founder of FedEx Cup? I thought that's.
Well, the FedEx Cup was created by the PGA Tour with FedEx, and that's why it's called the
Okay.
FedEx Cup. But
Right. But who passed away?
the person who founded Federal Express, and
Oh, okay.
great stories about him, legends about him. I don't know if they're true or not, all of them. I know he couldn't make payroll one time, and I read something many years ago where he took a little bit of money and went to Las Vegas and won and came back and was able to pay his team. Many of the pilots and people worked for free because they believed in it. Something about he wrote a paper, Bob, as a historian for a college professor, about Federal Express concept. And again, I've read all these things over the years, and if the sources are reliable, great. If not, but there's all these legends and things about this man and his greatness, and of course, Federal Express Company. And then, of course, partnering for decades with the PGA Tour, and the FedEx Cup has been, was, and is there. So we're in that championship season, and maybe you'll come up with a nugget or two about him and the FedEx Cup if you want to for our show coming this Saturday morning, Great American Golf. And we'll have some great guests and we'll have great golf talk because we'll be in the middle of some wonderful golf on all the tours. I want to appreciate both of you. Alyssa, I'm going to give you the final word, 30 seconds. What do you want them to know?
Oh. I'm one. I
What's
think I
his?
said it with my Evian. My Evian is
Yes.
looking forward to it, and there's going to be some great golf, men's equally as women. I think we can't pick, like, we are the voice of consumer women, and you can't force people. They're going to watch what they want to watch. If they want to watch men's golf, they're going to watch
Right.
men's golf.
Now
They
that
want to see
Women's Golf Day is over, Alyssa, I want to ask you to tell the folks listening, men and women, because men have women in their lives and daughters, and there's a fairly large number of women that listen to my shows over the years. How can they continue on with a Women's Golf Day experience? It won't be Women's Golf Day, of course, but how do women go to the next step? Maybe it was their very first time out on a course. Sometimes people are reluctant, both men and women, when they're getting into something brand new and they're not sure of themselves. Where, what do they do now that Women's Golf Day has is completed for the year? What do they do now? What's the next step for them?
Right. So what we do is support through the rest of the newsletter. We have travel trips. Is breaking up.
I'm here.
So women, we throughout the year, through social media, through a monthly newsletter, with additional newsletter that's just on travel, encourage women to, no matter what their level, to continue on. So whether that's find, our initiative is to help the PGA professional, to help the facilities, and to connect what I felt was a lot of fragmented information and join the two forces. So the rest of the year, there's plenty of leagues and things. And if there's nine and wine, we want them to get involved with a golf course or go find one, go to our platform. It's going to be a friendly course, women friendly if it's up there. And on that page, it has all the information as to if they have, they've hopefully filled it out and it says they have lessons, they have junior programs, they have league play, they have stay and play, go try somewhere new, could be near you, it could be far away. So that's it. And then, because we partner with the USGA, the RNA, and the PGA of America, we talk about things like getting a handicap
Yeah.
or, ways throughout the year to keep going in golf and getting your family involved, or and just by putting stuff up there. And then obviously we are always putting up who's winning the events, not too much because we don't want to be a news broadcast kind of situation. There's Golf Digest and those people around the world that reporting on play. We want to be just the voice of fun, feel good, relaxed golf that women wanna, celebrities playing golf, all kinds of things. And it could be anybody from Steph Curry to Eva Longoria.
She is in a wonderful series where she explores Mexico and the cuisine in all the different areas around Mexico, kind of like Stanley Tucci did with the cuisines and the culture all over Italy.
With
And I've been
Italy,
watching,
yeah.
oh my goodness, both of those shows are fantastic. I know it's not golf, folks, but we can culture up a bit here, especially if you like food. I mean, every time I watch one of those shows, either one of them, I want to go there and get something to eat. Listen, what a great show. Thank you so much for being with me. Bob, final word from you.
I'm looking forward to the Rocket Classic at D Detroit Golf Club
My
simply
hometown.
because of the event that ha leads into it, the John Shippen Invitational. And the John Shippen Invitational is a great way. way to bring diversity into the game. And I'll tell you about that in your next program.
Yeah, my hometown. I was born in Michigan, stayed there till I was about 5. My parents said, okay, we're tired of the sleet and the snow and the icy cold winters. My dad was a great golfer. He was a wonderful amateur player, like a +2. And he said, we're moving to Phoenix. And after my mom had to be resuscitated, probably by the, I was too little to know, but I teased, but mom said, okay, we'll sell our business. And they did. And we moved to Phoenix, and I grew up in Tempe, Arizona, in the shadow of Arizona State University. And I've been here my whole life, except for when I had to travel with corporate for a few years. Moved the family around to different places, Pittsburgh being one I mentioned when we were covering Oakmont in the US Open a couple weeks ago. So lots going on. Big show this coming Saturday. Right here on the Golf News Net, and then over on all your major platforms that you listen to your audio. Make sure you drive carefully, get out and have some fun. Thanks so much to Wally Armstrong for being on at the top of the show. Now, Alyssa Godet from Women's Golf Day with us. And of course, Dr. Bob Denny, PGA of America historian emeritus. And we just, love having you. And I've enjoyed the show so very much. We will be back with you this Saturday, so stay tuned. Have some golf, have fun, be safe and careful. And if you're in these hot areas around the country, warm temperatures, big humidity, make sure that you're drinking not just water, but also electrolytes. Try to get out in the morning, try to stay dry, try to stay somehow or other cool. Be safe out there. Signing off, make sure you go to Match Play TV at Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And I want to thank the Tally Tumbler for being part of the sponsorship of the Father's Day Match for a Cause. Tally Tumbler is the world's first scorekeeping tumbler. You don't ever have to say, what's the score again? Or I lost my golf pencil, or I don't have any chalk to write the tennis score in the ground. Doesn't matter if you're playing golf or any of your favorite backcourt products of the year. We'll keep your beverages cold. Track your score right there. You turn the top of it, and all the different scores are there. And you'll have your total score, your strokes per hole, greens in regulation, fairways hit, all of that, plus other games as well. Go to tallytumbler.com and start a fresh cigar. I want to say thank you so much for being with me for so many years. Certafreshcigar.com in over 3,000 golf shops around the country and gaining more all the time. I'm so happy to help them and be a part of the CertaFresh ambassador team, CertaFreshCigar.com. Eric and his team have a wonderful company. They do so many great things. If you're having a corporate outing, a nonprofit event, or you want to get the cigars into your golf shop, go to CertaFreshCigars.com. Thanks for the show. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back with you very soon.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.